12 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. We're with you for about another 20 minutes or so, taking you into the Cleveland Indians pregame coverage. They are taking on the Houston Astros down at Progressive Field tonight. It is the rubber match in that three-game set. Corey Kluber on the slab for the Tribe as they try and get a series win over the Astros. Pregame coverage begins at 5:37. They'll deliver that first pitch just after 6 o'clock. And again, you can catch it right here on AM 930 WEOL. Moving along here on this 2.5 hour edition of Bullseye on the afternoon, we've got Frank Whitfield with us, joining us here in studio from the Lorain County Urban League. Frank, always a pleasure to have you in studio. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you were the first repeater on this show. Second time in studio, man.
Nice,
good stuff.
Nice. Yeah. I feel honored. Good stuff. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you in studio here. Wanted to bring you in to talk about the money management series.
Yes.
And I know that begins for you guys next week. Now, this is not a one-week deal. This is a six-week series.
Yep.
For those who aren't familiar, kind of give our listeners an idea as to what this money management series is all about.
For sure. So thank you, and thank you for having me, and thank you again for letting Urban League be able to share some of the work that we're doing. So a part of the major reason why we're doing this is that there's a cost to not managing your money well.
Sure.
And as you know, part of our mission at the Urban League is to fight poverty and get people out of poverty and keep people out of poverty. And so some of the like preliminary questions I'd ask folks listening are, one, do you know how much you're spending per month on food? Do you know how much you're spending per month on shopping? Do you know how much per month you're spending on entertainment? Because if you don't know these things, one, you need to start to know these things and start to track where your money's going. Because if you don't tell your money where to go, it's going to go somewhere. And most likely, it's not going to go towards your long-term best interest. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to and this is all sponsored by Chemical Bank. So Chemical Bank's going to have some of their folks coming in and help and train and do some of the courses. We're going to talk about savings, credit. We're going to talk about how to build credit, repair credit. We're going to talk about mortgages, retirement, investing. And the beautiful thing, not only are these classes going to happen on every Monday, we're calling them Money Mondays from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Urban League, but we'll also be able to provide some one-on-one coaching to folks throughout the week. So if they want to say, hey, I really learned a lot, I want to dig deeper on this, we'll have Urban League staff that can sit down with them throughout the week and work with them on this.
Well, it sounds like you guys cover a number of different bases there. Some of the basics as far as just knowing where your money is going on a month-to-month basis, trying to do the best you can not to overspend. But you guys also get into some complexities as well, dealing with mortgages, things like that. I mean, is this the first go-around for you guys doing something like this, or have you tried this before?
Yeah, so we've done financial workshops. We did the Dave Ramsey series at our office. It was a 9-week series, and we got really good turnout for that. Folks, the class actually increased in size, really good stories. People have throughout the class, you know, Dave Ramsey has a unique philosophy in terms of finances. You know, he's very anti-credit cards.
Sure.
You know, he really pushes people to save. So we had people cutting up credit cards in the class and really just, you know, making that commitment to not increase their debt. And it was just a real powerful experience. So, you know, this is a more general series here, and we wanted to have more dialogue within the classroom and start to work together as a community on these issues and people kind of sharing and learning from the experts.
Well, yeah, and I think if you take a look at how folks have approached that, I think it's interesting to note that, you know, when you go into these things, you're not quite sure what to expect. But I would certainly think that for a lot of those attending, it's an eye-opening experience. You
for
know
sure.
what I mean? Because you're going to this thing with the idea that you have to have at least a little bit of an open mind, knowing
for
that
sure.
you're going to have your eyes open to some harsh reality, right?
And I think you just hit the nail on the head. You got to have an open mind. You have to come into this with a level of humility. You got to understand, all right, where else are you going to talk about money at? You know, where
sure.
you're not talking about it necessarily in church. We didn't learn that much in school. So you're just kind of out there on a limb just trying to figure it out on your own. And so we want to provide a safe space for people to learn these things, to talk about these things, and to learn some strategies on how to, you know, manage your money successfully.
Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League is our guest here on Bullseye on the afternoon. And really, too, I think it's great that you guys are doing this because there are a lot of folks that, I mean, they get the paycheck and they're not exactly sure where that money's going to go at the end of the day. And sometimes you need somebody to sit you down and say, look, this is what you're spending. This is what you're taking in.
Exactly.
I mean, there's not a. I mean, unless you're extraordinarily fortunate.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's totally endless here.
Exactly.
I mean, at some point, you know, you're going to pay the price if you just spend recklessly. And I think it's interesting too. I mean, you talked about the credit card thing with the David Ramsey program. You know, cutting up credit cards. I think there's certainly some validation with that. But you know, you also talk to some folks too that will probably tell you, look, sometimes there are months.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why we didn't follow this up with another Dave Ramsey, because he comes from a very different philosophical background.
Sure,
pretty extremist in some of his views, meaning well-intended good stuff, but we wanted something that was more balanced, and because we understand there's a place for credit. You know, there's a place, you know, we don't necessarily live in the days where, you know, my grandfather saved all his checks and he put all his money in the mattress and he bought this house cash money, you know, like that. I've never seen that, you know what I mean? So if that happens still, please call in and tell us about that, because I just haven't seen that recently of any young person in particular saying, yeah, I saved up cash and I bought this house, unless they bought, you know, a house no one else wants to live in. So if that's the case, then you need to understand credit and how do you build your credit? How do you repair your credit? And then how do you use credit in a wise way? And that's what we're hoping the folks get out of this.
Well, absolutely, too, because I think there are a lot of unknowns there for folks who don't know what their credit score is, number one. And then number two, like you said, I mean, how it applies to buying a house, buying a car, buying some of these things you just can't walk up and cut a check to buy.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing that I've really been stressing a lot on is the cost of poverty. There's such a cost to being poor or to poor and poverty is the same thing. Poverty, I'll explain as a state of mind. And the cost of poverty is that there's predatory lenders who prey on you not understanding your money and how credit works. You know, the buy here, pay here, these check cashing places, like they're preying on the fact that you don't understand how to manage money and don't understand how to use your credit. So they're capitalizing off of that. So we're trying to get folks, empower them with the ability to not fall privy to those sort of schemes and to, you know, take back their financial empowerment.
And if you can, just briefly here, you mentioned it's a 6-week series, so it's one class a week.
Starting on May 1st.
And it starts this Monday.
Yes.
And what will all 6 classes have individually? Because you mentioned that, you know, you probably, if you're going to go to one, you should go to all 6.
Yes.
It may not benefit you to go to just one. What will all 6 individually offer?
Yeah, so we'll be talking budgeting, savings, credit, mortgages, retirement, and investing. And I definitely agree that if people can, they should try to come to all of them, because if there's a certain topic that keeps bubbling to the top, you know, we'll say, all right, well, next Monday, that's the topic we're going to go on, because this is what it's all about, helping people. It's not about, you know, checking off a box for us. So if the community is saying, hey, that savings piece or that credit piece, we need to do that a second session. We need to go back next week and complete this and talk more about it. Then, all right, next Monday, we're going to talk about it again, you know, so we want this to be what people need, you know, and we want to create a safe space for people to talk about money and talk about their future, because, you know, again, poverty is expensive. It is very expensive to be in poverty, and we want to help people get financially empowered. So, and we offer a number of wraparound services. You know, we help with employment as well. So if people come in and say, hey, I wish I had some money to manage, or I need more money, or they look at their budget and they see, hey, I'm you know, $700 short every month. All right, I need another job or a different job. All right, well then let's sit down and let's open up the book of jobs we got and let's help you out with that. So that's the part of the strategy of why we're doing this as well.
Nice. Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we mentioned the first money management series takes place on Monday, and then of course, you've got the Rotary event taking place on Tuesday, the Pizza Challenge.
Yeah, so taking off my Urban League, or sliding my Urban League hat to the side. I'm also a Rotarian for here in the Elyria Sunrise Rotary. And next Tuesday, we have our Pizza Challenge. And you'll be there.
I will be there, yeah.
Broadcasting live, so thank you for being there. So that'll be next Tuesday. And the event begins at 5 o'clock, and this will be at Nick Abraham. And, you know, it's the best pizza. Who's got the best pizza? So if you think that you get the, you know, you feel like the pizza place you get your pizza from is the best, tell them they need to be at the Pizza Challenge and showcasing what they got, because it's a great time, good music, good fun, and, you know, bring your family, and you just get a chance to taste all these different pizzas. I found my favorite pizza place through the Pizza Challenge, and, I'm there all the time now, and I don't know if I can give them a plug or not.
Yeah, no. I was just going to ask you that, too, because, see, you've got the experience here in Elyria that I don't have. I've only been here for a few months, so when I go there next week, I need a scouting report. So you've got a leader of the clubhouse.
I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. But after, because there's a competition, you know. So I don't want to have people's minds like kind of thinking, oh, Frank said this is the best. Let me try this. Oh, yeah, this is the best. So I want people to come. It's only $10. I want you to be there next week. Try out the pizza, vote, and then afterwards we'll see if we had the same opinion on the best pizza.
It'll be awesome. And again, as Frank mentioned, we're going to be broadcasting from that Rotary Annual Pizza Challenge, 15th year for this thing, the Elyria Sunrise Rotary. It's the 15th Annual Pizza Challenge. It is this Tuesday, May 2nd, at Nick Abraham Ford. And again, Matt and I will be broadcasting live. The event goes from 5 to 8. For only $10, I tell you what, you get to taste all the different pizzas from in and around Lorain County. It should be a really awesome event.
Yes, it will.
Well, Frank, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us some of your time here in studio. Hopefully you're able to enjoy that NFL draft tonight. You a Browns guy?
Yeah, I'm a Browns fan through and through. Cleveland, Believeland. I always think it's going to be our year, so I'm one of those fans.
Hey, you know what? You go into this thing with a great deal of optimism. That's probably a good state to be in, because
until week 3.
I was just going to say, it doesn't last long. You get into the middle of September, that optimism is right out the window. Frank, thanks again for stopping in.
Thank you.